time for What's Happening.
Well, we have breaking news.
This just in.
California Restaurant Association suing L.A. County in an effort to overturn the county's pending ban on in-person dining. Ooh. And Steve Gregory joins us with the breaking news.
Yeah, I just interviewed the attorney who represented the Restaurant Association downtown Los Angeles this morning, Dennis Ellis. And he told me, which is great, he said that they've been asked back to a hearing next Tuesday, the county and the Restaurant Association.
And what will be discussed at this hearing?
Well, and I said, well,
science.
Is that good or bad? And Dennis said, that's great news because the judge wants the county to bring its evidence.
Oh, no. That's like bringing evidence of voter fraud. There's none. I mean, their evidence is that restaurants account for 3.1% of the non-residential cases when their own offices are due for 7.27%.
And further, because I asked, what happens if the county board of supervisors votes today to rescind the order anyway? And he says, we'll modify, but he says, we still want to have the hearing. And he said, a second point to their request is, if the county decides to do this in the future, they must provide evidence first.
Yes.
Does he need me to send him my arguments?
Dennis sounds like he's got it all under control.
All right.
But he seems very confident, because now the county has a week through the holiday, by the way, they have a week to put together their evidence that outdoor dining is the culprit.
Oh, man.
Hold on a second. County workers, they have at least 3 of the next 7 days off.
That's
you know
true.
That.
Well, sure. Yeah. Did you see which departments in the county were the biggest offenders? Not offenders, but the
governmental
the departments, LA County Fire Department.
Yeah, I have it up.
The
right
registrar's
here.
Office.
Registrar's
yeah.
office, really.
The registrar's office, the fire department, and
the fire department, I understand.
Yeah, because that's a lot of residential life there, basically.
Well, and besides that, that was in the very beginning when they were dealing with these people, and then
they
realized,
were exposed to it on a regular
exposed
basis.
Early on, yeah.
Parks and Rec also
Parks and
I think
Rec, that's what it was. That was the other one.
Which is great, and I love the guys who work Parks and Rec.
Well,
but you can't sit in your truck all day. Not all day.
They got ducks to count. So when you think about and to Dennis Ellis's point, Shannon.
Yeah.
To his point,
I was just trying to find a list of government offices.
He said what was interesting about the order to begin with was that it was the state's idea to allow outdoor dining. Why didn't the county fight that in the beginning? Why didn't the county say, well, you know, we're really worried about outdoor dining. We don't think it's going to help. This has been presented as a means in which to continue the economy without causing the spread of the virus.
Yeah.
So he said the state already sort of laid the groundwork to say the state health department said outdoor dining is okay.
Right.
As long as behavior is okay.
Well, and that's part of the problem, the different messages that we're getting from different departments. It's not a unified front.
Well, they're spending millions of dollars every quarter. They're spending millions of dollars to unify that message, Shannon.
And they're doing a bang-up job.
No.
Bang-ding-ow job.
Steve, thank you.
Bye, guys.
Other trending stories. Princeton University says they're inviting all of their enrolled undergraduates back to campus for the spring term that will begin in February. Ivy League school, one of the richest in higher education, said today they made the decision after establishing an on-campus lab and cultivating strong public health norms and practices. Side note, because it happened to me, my daughter has to test twice before she can go back to campus at the beginning of the spring semester at Cal Poly. She has to test here, bring that negative test with her when she moves in, and then test within 24 hours of arriving on campus.
The CDC says that it's considering shortening the recommended 14-day quarantine time for people exposed to COVID to between 7 to 10 days, FYI.
That would be good.
Yes, that would be
fantastic. Elon Musk is in the news today because he surpassed Bill Gates as the world's second richest person. Tesla's market value has topped 500 B with a billion. That means Elon Musk has a net worth of approximately $128 billion.
Netflix has removed Chappelle's Show because Dave Chappelle said, this isn't right. So Dave Chappelle got screwed over from Comedy Central and Viacom when he did the Chappelle Show for however many years it ran. And Netflix threw up Chappelle's Show recently on its streaming service. And he was like, I'm not making any money off this. I didn't make any money off of it and when the rights were sold the first time. And it's not cool. And Netflix said, you know what? We see you and we love our relationship with you and we want that to continue. So we're going to get rid of it. They didn't have to, but they did it because they respect him and they respect the relationship.
What an amazing advocate for himself that he has become.
Yes.
In terms of, you know, the discussions that he's had about cancel culture and who's going to tell me what I can say and can't say. He is his own boss and has to answer to nobody. And it's funny that he is now wielding that power over a company that's as powerful as Netflix is. Super Planet. You ready for a Super Planet? Known as BDRJ1750 plus 3809, or the alternate name, Elegast.
Who lives there?
Mandarin Ducks.
Ooh.
The Super Planet is actually a brown dwarf. It's too cold and too small to be a star. The researchers at the University of Hawaii, who have had absolutely nothing to do for the last 9 months, worked in conjunction with tools from NASA and the Low Frequency Array Telescope in Europe. And they found this planet, super planet, brown dwarf. They said it's generally harder to find using methods that astronomers usually use to find other stars. But this one, the light they emit at radio wavelengths was vital in the discovery of the planet named Elegast.
Elegast.
Elegast, which is the new villain in the Marvel movies.